WRXR-FM, Walden, Chattanooga. A production of Whitfield Media Group. This is the fastest hour in radio, racing talk radio on Rock 103.7, your home for NASCAR. Now, live from the Optimize U studio, here's Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield.
Welcome into the program, everybody. Happy Monday out there. Man, I hope, Liz, if you're listening to us, maybe don't roll the window down. Maybe just keep the AC cranked. It is hot out there, but that's okay because we got plenty to talk about. Get your mind off the heat as we are going to talk about the race at Pocono. Come on down. Chase Briscoe gets his first win of the season. Another driver cementing himself into the playoffs of 2025. So lots to get to, and we're going to do that this hour. Sean Whitfield, Casey Orr, each and every Monday at 6. It's Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 103.7, your FM dial. There you go.
It is still difficult not to want to say 105.
But we're coming in so much louder, so much clearer.
All these years.
HD.
Yeah.
Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7. So thanks
for
joining us.
We're happy to be here.
Got lots to get to. Big win by Chase Briscoe. Was Pocono a very good race? Where do we head next? Now we're ready for the summer series, I guess you would call it, or our sort of in-season race that we're going to get ready for. So lots to go over there. But big win for the Bass Pro Shops Toyota and Chase Briscoe. First win of the season. And making sure he is, in fact, going to be in the playoffs. So sit back, relax. It ought to be a good one. It's Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 103.7. Casey Orr alongside none other than Sean Whitfield of the Whitfield Media Group. Welcome in, Sean.
Hey, man. Glad to be here. And it's always a pleasure to be on Rock 103.7 because we're in HD, 25,000 flame-throwing watts of nothing but radio power. And if you're somebody out there and you're not near the radio and you can only tune in with your smartphone or your tablet or even computer, you can find us on the Odyssey app or you can tune in to rock103.7.com and listen online. So many ways to connect.
One of my favorite radio stations back home is called The Range, and it broadcasts out kind of outside of Dallas. But it's a 100,000-watt signal, so you could hear it all the way in Ardmore, which is an hour and a half
north. Oh, Ardmore.
And its whole thing was a 100,000-watt blowtorch of twang. It's pretty cool. And it was, if you like walking down the street listening to Kenny Chesney while walking your Pomeranian, we're not for you. Had all these random sayings. It was great.
There's another one I've heard. 25,000 flame-throwing, butt-kicking, mini-watt chains of power or something like that.
There was a... Now, remember when... It was 97.3, 99.3, whenever we adopted that one. It had a really good signal. But the thing about radio signals is they're very directional. They have to be in a certain way. Buddy, I'm telling you what. There were so many squirrels in South Pittsburgh that could listen to whatever that radio station had on. But not as many people. Like, he could be in downtown Chattanooga. A little bit of a struggle, even though it was pretty good-sized stick.
Yeah. In the 24-year history of us doing Racing Talk Radio, we first started out under the name of Valvoline Racing Radio. You know, we started on 101.9 in the basement of Clear Channel, which is now Odyssey Chattanooga. And then it was 101.9, or Thunder 101.9. Then we moved to 97.3, 99.3, The Legend. Then we went to 98.1, The Legend. And then we went to 1370 AM ESPN. And then now 16 years on what was Rock 105, now is Rock 103.7. It's been a heck of a ride, but, you know, just think of how many people we've survived and how many friends that we have lost along the way.
Let's say somebody comes in and they're interviewing at, you know, Whitfield Media Group, right? You have an opening and they come in with a resume and it shows they've jumped around that much.
Yeah.
Do you say, this person never sticks anywhere? Or do you go, ooh, everybody wants this person? Because I think it's a little of both with us.
Well, with us, it meant we survived when many others didn't.
Some people were like, come on over to our station.
I mean, just think about how many people in our years of doing radio has passed through and they're no longer in radio, or they're off to another station or whatever. We used to say we lasted longer than, you know, a lot of the different radio people.
So my old buddy Riggs, that I worked with, who was the program director of 98.1 Kiss FM
back in the Kiss days,
is now he hosts the morning show of Houston's top country station.
Really?
Get you some of that.
Huh.
How about that?
You know, there's been a lot of
it takes you everywhere.
It's been a lot of great people that we've came in contact with and come to know through the years of our small journey of radio. So we're very thankful to have all those memories and those great relationships with so many good people. How was the weekend?
Well, it was all right. How about yours?
It's just all right.
Just all right.
You didn't do anything special?
So
anything fun?
We were out of... we went camping last week, and when I say camping...
Oh, that's right. You were doing a vacation camping deal.
When I say camping, we stay in a cabin, but it's still camping.
So now, it's not tent camping with no air or anything.
I'm over all that.
Yeah.
But night number one, the dog gets really sick. Like, we're thinking, oh, my God, what are we going to do?
I didn't think you had a dog.
Yeah, we brought Roxy with us, yeah.
You got a dog?
Yeah, we've got a dog. My dad's dog, when he passed, I inherited
Roxy.
Oh,
okay. I forgot about that.
So we took Roxy with us. And let's see, so that was really touch and go. So she was pretty much sick the entire time, and we're worried about her. For the first 2 days, it rained a whole lot, so we're sitting around this cabin doing something, in my mind, we could be doing at home for way less money. And then the final thing was, you know, I'm a member at Winstone, and I like to play golf there. Well, yeah. There was a big tournament this weekend, and I signed up for it, and I'm playing it every year, and I'm always in it.
So is it like a member guest?
It's a member. So I didn't even think about checking to see if I was actually in it, because I'm always in it. Well, Wednesday, I'm sitting. The only thing getting me through camping was knowing I was going to get to play golf this weekend.
So you were coming back home when?
Friday, just in time.
And you were going to play Saturday?
Playing Friday evening.
Oh, so you were doing
3 day.
Oh, man.
This is approved by the wife. So I'm so excited. Not in the tournament. I don't find out until the Wednesday before. I was so hot. It's totally my fault, but I was still just like, are you kidding me? So,
did you not register?
I did, but it was so popular, it filled up really quick. And they said they sent emails with the wait list, but I probably didn't even check them, because I'm always in.
You're Casey Orr.
They just put me in.
Yeah.
Let me go.
Expected to be in it.
So that was a bunch of hoo-ha. So anyway.
So how did they determine?
It was just an okay.
How did they determine who was in it and who wasn't?
First come, first serve. It was like signing up for a concert. Within the first 30 minutes of it being open, it's full.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know, that's a fancy gated community over there. You know, there's a lot of high rollers.
That's the problem. Might need to be a little more high roller.
A lot of high rollers over there.
Get some of the riffraff out, Sean. May have to start charging more.
Well, with maybe, I tell you what, Friday night would be okay, but I would be thankful Saturday and Sunday
very, very hot. So we did the pool yesterday, and Evelyn loved that. And Saturday was more of like a recovery from a week of camping type thing. But it was fun. Yeah, it was a good weekend.
Yeah. Wow. Well, I tell you, it was hot. Boy, I was
hot
outside.
Today.
I was outside most of Saturday and a good part of Sunday. You know, I was out there getting that yard work done, mowing the yard. I was mowing the yard in the middle of Saturday afternoon. It was in the 90s.
That's not smart, Sean. You got to get up early and do that.
Well, the grass was wet in the morning, and, you know, I got to get the gym in and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, plus I got to, you know, keep bronze going on here a little bit. But
let me know when that shows up. All right.
I'm a little more bronze than you are.
Oh, I don't think so. I think I would totally beat you right now.
I don't know about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, the old Native American blood kicks in, and I can darken pretty quick.
So you were, but you did the pool thing, though.
Yeah, we were at the pool yesterday. And
so if you had to do vacation over again, you would have probably stayed home.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm saying that because we know my wife's not listening.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't
blame you. That didn't sound like too much fun when you told me you were going to start with.
The last day, it was really hot and pretty, and they had this river, or I'd just say big creek, that flows around it, and you can tube around it. And that part was cool.
Y'all did that?
That was a lot of fun. But that was also the last day.
Yeah.
It was like, okay, time to go home.
Yeah. So
anyway, you know what? But it was fun. Family, you know how I am with family. Love it. Yeah. Everyone had fun. It's all that matters.
Well, you created memories. So
right. Core memories.
It was all good. Just think, it could be worse. You could have been stuck at Disney World where you were out in the heat,
man,
and you were spending a ton of money while you were there.
Drinking all the $8 waters you can because it's so hot.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's for sure. So just remember, life is still good. So I had a great weekend. Got a lot of things done, working stuff around the house. It was good. You know, it's Kim and I, we did our normal Jay thing Saturday night. So was going to get down the Riverfront Nights, but just decided it was going to be a little bit too hot, and I had been in the heat all day, so we sort of took a break from that. And we saw our final weekend of NASCAR on Amazon Prime, and I'm going to go ahead. I don't know how much of the broadcast, the five broadcasts you got to see in their entirety, along with pre-race and post-race, but I'm going to go ahead and go out here and say that I'm going to give Amazon Prime an A+.
You're anointing them.
They did an outstanding job. They made each and every week feel like a special event, not just a regular race, but an event. And they made each race feel important. And the network made it feel like, to the fans, in my opinion, that NASCAR is important. The fan base is important. It reminded me a lot of the old Speed days, you know, where Speed Channel would go and they'd set the stage up and they'd have the NASCAR pre-race, they'd have the post-race, and the fans would all be into
qualifying fun, you know?
Yeah. I mean, they would make it like a special event, not just a race. And I thought they did an outstanding job. I'd be pleased to see Prime take on many more races this year, but they, in my opinion, they raised the bar.
Do you think it's because it's new or because they had a limited run? Because I do think sometimes with Fox it's just a here we go again. You can kind of fall into that. They're still the best, but it's like, oh, we're back at Richmond, you know. But you get Amazon, they're like, number one, they've got the resources, it's all new, it's fun, you've only got six races.
They had five
races. Maybe it's easier to, you know, bring a little excitement.
There could be a touch of all that, but I'm going to say that Amazon, they do everything first class, just like they do with the NFL on Thursday nights. In my opinion, they're not going to halfway do it. So they were going to come in. They were going to be the best that they could be. They assembled a great team. They pulled from the resources of a lot of people with NBC that had experience in being a part of the NASCAR broadcast. They went out and got talented people. I think they just did everything right. And then the fact that they put the NASCAR fans as a high priority by doing the pre-race and post-race. And of course, they have the ability and they have a little bit more flexibility with that because they're not up against the clock, so to speak, especially doing a post-race show, because they don't have to worry about when the next programming or scheduled programming is.
They can just go whenever.
You're right. They can. But I just thought they did a phenomenal job. I've really enjoyed their post-race coverage. And you could tell from the post-race coverage yesterday at Pocono, the fans are really into it. I mean, seeing all the fans back behind the stage and their signs up. Of course, pre-race was that way to some extent. Of course, you know, they started the race on rain delay and there had been lightning in the area. So pre-race crowd wasn't quite what you would have probably expected because there's still people trying to get into the speedway because they had had a lot of that area closed off. But boy, post-race, the fan base came out and it was made for great television as far as to show enthusiasm and excitement at the track. And then Pocono was sold out. So, you know, we've seen some tracks, such as Atlanta. I hope that's different coming up this weekend.
Cold. Hey, imagine how hot that's going to be.
It's going to be hot.
Oh, my gosh.
But the fan base of Pennsylvania, they came out in full capacity. And from what I understand, the infield was full, and then the race was sold out. So it was a great weekend of NASCAR. Carl Edwards, I thought, does an outstanding job. And I enjoyed hearing what he had to say each and every week. Carl Edwards is more talented at that than I expected.
No, I'm not surprised he's good. It's still, you know, the longer we get away from his retirement, what an odd thing he did to kind of retire in your prime like that. It's just unheard of, especially a guy that you would think eventually wins a championship, ties Tony Stewart for that championship, but Tony had one more win, so he was awarded the championship. It's got to still stick in his craw. One point. Wow.
What year was Carl Edwards' last year racing?
Oh, okay. We're going to go. Let's
a little
see.
Trivia.
All right. So what are we, 2025? 2019.
16.
Whoa, man. That's almost.
It doesn't seem like that, does it?
It's almost 10 years.
But I heard Carl Edwards mention in the broadcast more than once yesterday that the last time he raced at Pocono was in 2016. So I'm just going to go out on a limb and assume that 2016 was his last full season in the NASCAR Cup Series. And then, of course, we didn't see it coming. If you think back to history, he was a contender for the championship in the NASCAR Chase. And then he didn't win the championship, and then all of a sudden, we get the big announcement that he is leaving the sport and retiring. And that was a big surprise to me. I would have never expected that. And it was a little bit sad to see him step away, because Carl had so much more talent. And
it reminds me kind of Andrew Luck retiring from in his prime.
Mm-hmm.
Just, you know, now – Carl Edwards was in it longer than Andrew, but it's just one of those like dudes in the prime of his career and goes, you know what? I'm good. I'm done.
Yeah.
Barry Sanders, you know, Barry was played for 10 years, but still one of the best running backs in the league, and just said, you know, I'm just kind of tired. I'm done.
Yeah.
And that always had that Carl Edwards kind of had that same vibe.
Yeah. Of course, we're headed to Atlanta this weekend. TNT is going to be picking up the TV coverage. And as you and I were talking about last week, Larry McReynolds and Jeff Burton are going to be doing a special show during the race. It's going to be on True TV. I forgot the name of the show they're going to be doing, but it's...
We can find that out. We got Google.
Yeah, we can confirm that during the break, but it's going to be a show very similar to the... a Manning Cast? Is that what it's called?
You're calling it a Manning Cast type thing. So I'm typing in Larry McReynolds Manning Cast and see what we get.
Yeah, see what you can find out. And I expect it to be very informative and entertaining. So we'll have to wait and see. But TNT will have the races for five races. And Amazon Prime has certainly raised the bar. So we'll see how TNT does. And, of course, so TNT had NASCAR for many years in the past, so in a way it'll be kind of good to see the TNT broadcast back on television. All right, we want to thank all of you out there for joining us. We are broadcasting to you live from the Optimize You studio. If you miss any portion of today's broadcast, you can find us tomorrow at your favorite podcast platform. Just search Racing Talk Radio Download, and you can find us in podcast. Also, you can find us on our website. Just click on past shows if you want to tune in tomorrow. And racingtalkradio.com, and you can find all of our past shows archived there as well. We got a lot more NASCAR straight ahead. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us.
Chattanooga's home for NASCAR. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7.
The 5th annual Chattanooga Fitness Expo presented by Optimize You is coming soon. Set your calendar for Chattanooga's premier fitness event, July the 19th, at the Chattanooga Convention Center. Bodybuilding and fitness at its best. And a new division for 2025, the Slim Fit Showdown, presented by Goss Insurance Agency. To learn more, check out our website, ChattanoogaFitnessExpo.com. The Chattanooga Fitness Expo is brought to you by Optimize You, Flawless Aesthetics, Nutrition World, DPC Center, Goss Insurance Agency, Chat Mortgage, White Lightning Harley Davidson, Agape Medical Spa, Zirkops, Scenic City Fitness, Summit Physical Therapy, Our House Studios, Texas Roadhouse, and Sweat Club, a production of the Whitfield Media Group. Do you love some fresh Mexican food? Do you like to eat healthy? I've got the place for you. Check out Dos Bros Fresh Mexican Grill. They offer tacos, healthy bowls, burritos, nachos, salads, and quesadillas. They're located at 2396 Lifestyle Way, Chattanooga, right behind the Embassy Suites at Hamilton Place. If you're a student and need a job while in school, Dos Bros is now hiring and offering a sign-on bonus. See store for details.
Join Ed Jones and Clint Powell each Sunday morning at 9 a.m. for Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake. It's a radio show about living a healthy life, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalafin Road and I-75.
Talking NASCAR for over 24 years. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7. Here's Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield.
Welcome back to the program's Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 103.7. Sean Whitfield, Casey Orr, each and every Monday, getting you up to speed, getting you all the NASCAR news and information you need to know, getting ready to talk about Chase Briscoe's big win at Pocono, but also looking ahead to the in-season challenge, which takes us to Atlanta, then Chicago, then Sonoma, then Dover, then Indy. I tell you what, not my favorite races when it comes to Dover and Indy, but as far as locations and types of tracks, you can't hardly beat that. However, I do have a quiz for you, Sean.
I'm not only used to being the one that gives the quizzes and the trivia, not you.
We are now on Rock 103.7.
All right, go ahead.
Where we are going this weekend has also gone through a name change. What racetrack are we going to this weekend?
Atlanta Motor Speedway.
Oh, I'm sorry. That would be incorrect.
I'm not aware of any changes.
We are going to Echo Park Speedway, Sean. In fact, if you even type in Atlanta Motor Speedway, it automatically redirects you to Echo Park Speedway, the new name of Atlanta Motor Speedway. I'm glad I can impart now, a little something to
now
you.
Now that you mention that, I do recall seeing various emails because I'm on the Atlanta Motor Speedway media list, and I have been seeing emails come in with Echo Park on them, but I haven't paid attention to what it is or what.
Well, they're the new title. That's kind of like how it used to be Lowe's Motor Speedway.
Kind of like the Mercedes-Benz Dome in Atlanta. So. Or the Optimize U Studio.
I'm not sure what Echo Park Automotive.
I was going to ask you, what exactly is Echo Park? Now, that's a little trivia for you.
Well, it's a used car dealer, or it's used car parts. Is that right?
Used car parts?
Echo Park Automotive. Oh, okay. It's like a online buy a car thing.
Is it like a Carvana?
Sort of.
Is it with parts?
No, it says you can shop cars, so it looks like it's probably a little
bit. So it's online car shopping.
Yeah, so it's kind of like car. It would be like the Carvana Speedway, except it's Echo Park Speedway. Huh.
You know, we're just full of informative information. Hey, we did do a little research during the break regarding TNT. As I just came across a NASCAR news release, too, on that. In the booth's going to be Adam Alexander, Steve Letarte. It doesn't show a third person on this news release. However, I thought Dale Earnhardt Jr. was going to be a part of the broadcast team, but he may not be since he's not on this news release. He'll be joined, or that those guys will be joined by pit reporters Marty Snyder, Daniel Trotta, and Alan Cavana. Alan Cavana is typically a pit reporter for PRN Radio. Marty Snyder, he was with the Amazon Prime Group, but he originally comes from NASCAR on NBC. And Daniel Trotta, she was the host of the pre-race and post-race for Amazon, however, and then she does a Sirius XM show with Larry McReynolds. However, she is going to be a pit reporter coming up in the five-race stretch of NASCAR on TNT Sports. The show that we were talking about earlier that's going to be on True TV, that is going to be Larry McReynolds and Jeff Burton, is it's going to be called the NASCAR In-Season Challenge Altcast, and it's on True TV. It will take fans inside the individual driver's bracket storylines each week, and with 21-time race winner Jeff Burton and former crew chief Larry McReynolds. Additionally, Mamba Smith, one of NASCAR's personalities and content creators, I think he was a part of Fox Sports over the last couple of years, will also be contributing. And if I'm not mistaken, they're going to be doing this from a studio that is based in Atlanta for the five-week stretch. So they got some big shoes to fill, but hopefully we'll see some informative and very entertaining NASCAR coverage coming up starting this weekend.
Yeah, that's cool. I was just looking. Danielle Trotta, she's been there. She's been around a while.
Yeah,
she it seems like a lot
she
of
was
the,
on Speed. She was on NASCAR on Fox years ago.
It seems like a lot of the female reporters in NASCAR, I don't know, they move on to other things. Like, I don't know if NASCAR's their end game, but it seems like for her, which is cool. I was thinking Jamie Little. We don't see her as much anymore.
Well, Jamie,
she's been there forever.
Well, Jamie was in the first part of the season with NASCAR on Fox. And then she is in the booth for the Craftsman Truck races on FS1.
Shannon Spake, she used to be around a lot. Whatever happened to Wendy Venturini? We've had our own
Wendy Venturini
before. They used to own a team that was
Venturini Motorsports. Wendy Venturini is part of the PRN radio broadcast.
Oh, very cool.
I'm glad you mentioned Shannon Spake because the list continues. Let's see here where it says in the news release, Shannon Spake is going to be a part of the TNT broadcast. I do see here previous announced in the booth, is featuring NASCAR Hall of Fame Dale Jr. So Dale Jr. will be a part of the TNT broadcast. Shannon Spake will be hosting the pre-race and post-race show, along with Parker Klingerman and Jamie McMurray.
They're just throwing a party over there at TNT. That's ought to be fun to watch.
Yes. So, and I think the pre-race and post-race is going to be at each of the NASCAR races. So, Shannon will be back on the NASCAR broadcast team. Instead of with Fox, she will be with TNT.
Very cool.
So a lot of familiar names, familiar faces.
A little rundown of what you can expect when you tune in on TV.
Yeah, familiar personalities.
So if you're watching, they're like, oh, they're not Atlanta. They're at Echo Park. Where's that? That's Atlanta.
Yeah.
It's Atlanta Motor Speedway. Hampton, Georgia.
For sure. All right, let's get into the race at that we had this past weekend at Pocono. Of course, we saw a guy that hadn't won in a while. Got his first race win this year, Chase Briscoe. He got his first win. It's his third victory in 161 races. It's his eighth top 10 finish in 2025. And this is not only his first victory of the year, but it's his first victory in six races so far of his career at Pocono Raceway. Denny Hamlin came in second he qualified, and if you'll remember, Denny was out of the race at Mexico City due to having a child. So he had received a waiver from NASCAR. It didn't affect where he's at in the playoffs or with his points. And so managed to come back, got a second place finish. It's his ninth top 10 finish so far of 2025. Ron Blaney came in third. He posted his eighth top 10 finish in 16 races so far of his career at Pocono. In fourth, Chase Buescher came in fourth. Fifth, Chase Elliott. Sixth, John Hunter Nemechek. Seventh, Kyle Larson. Eighth, Ryan Preece. Ninth, Brad Keselowski. And 10th, Austin Cindric.
Alex Bowman, the 11th spot. Josh Berry, 12th. Other drivers of note, Joey Logano, 16th. Christopher Bell, 17th. Carson Hocevar, who continues to make headlines, in 18th. Kyle Busch, 20th. Not a good day for Austin Dillon, 24th. Or Ross Chastain, 26th. William Byron, 27th. Ouch. SVG follows up a win with a 31st place finish. And let's see, all the way down, only 37 cars in this one. And number car 36 was Bubba Wallace. So bad run for him.
I want to talk about Carson Hocevar in just a moment. But first, I want to talk about some of the drivers that stood out and did well this past weekend. RFK Racing, 2 weeks ago, the team placed three cars in the top 10 for the first time since July of 2016. Sunday, they repeated that feat with Chris Buescher finishing fourth, Ryan Preece in eighth, and Brad Keselowski got a ninth place finish. Ron Blaney twice had to come through the field to finish third. He took the green flag at the rear because the team had to replace the car's starter. A pit road speeding penalty during the race dropped him to the back. He has four top five finishes, including a win in the last seven races. Chase Elliott, fifth place finish, gave him a back-to-back top fives for the first time this season. John Hunter Nemechek was a driver that saw up towards the front. He finished sixth for the second week in a row. It's his fourth top 10 in the last seven races. The losers on the track, 23-11 Racing. No team finished better than 32nd. There was brake issues for Raleigh Herbst. Bubba Wallace ended up in a crash, and Tyler Reddick came in 32nd and went to the garage briefly during the race for an issue. And, of course, William Byron was one of the guys that also had a poor day. The points leader was the fastest in practice, but then he crashed in qualifying, forcing him to start in the rear. Then he had a car repaired. He moved up through the field to score points in each stage, but ended up in 27th. So not a good day for Hendrick Motorsports driver William Byron.
How about an old top 10 for Brad Keselowski, though? Hey, now.
It's a good day for RFK.
Could have been even better if he didn't kind of goof up on pit road. You know, but a top 10, you just take that.
I am
take
pulling
all day.
I am pulling for Brad Keselowski.
He has certainly reached the win to get in. Man. And really, at this point, he just needs to have good runs to make sure he finishes in the top 30.
You know, to see a veteran guy like him, a past Cup champion, to have the kind of struggles he's had in his career since he has became a part of RFK Racing, it's disappointing to see. There were seven caution flags for 31 laps and 11 lead changes among nine drivers. Carson Hocevar, we're going to talk about him in just a moment. He got a little penalized from NASCAR this past week, and NASCAR said it's time for you to write us a check. So we're going to talk about that. We'll also get into the driver's standings and a whole lot more as we continue. Of course, this is our 24th season of Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 103.7. And we couldn't do it without all of you. Share it with a friend. Tell all your NASCAR buddies, or even if you know somebody that's a casual NASCAR fan, tell them to tune in. Join us each and every Monday at 6 o'clock. We'd love to have them. All right, more NASCAR straight ahead. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us.
Chattanooga's home for NASCAR.
Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7.
Go to your favorite podcast platform and search Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You.
Join Sean Whitfield, Matt Davis, and Darren Johnson for a podcast about fitness, health, and bodybuilding.
We feature the best in fitness and bodybuilding right here in Chattanooga.
You can expect workout advice and fitness tips from two of the best fitness and bodybuilding trainers in Chattanooga.
Many great guests and inspiring conversations.
A lot of laughs and entertainment to go along with it.
Subscribe and follow Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You, today.
Vector Security can create you a home automation solution that will give you the convenience and peace of mind of being able to control your security system, lights, locks, video, thermostat, and more, all from your Vector Security app.
Vector Security provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats.
Vector Security has 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and is 100% wireless.
Choose Vector Security. Find them online at vectorsecurity.com.
Chattanooga, when it comes to vascular care, there's a regional leader that really stands out, the Vascular Institute. Why are we your easy button for care? At the Vascular Institute, we put you in control. Self-referrals are not just welcome, they're encouraged for maximum convenience and flexibility for all. No more waiting in the dark. We offer timely appointments to address your symptoms promptly. Your health is our priority, and we understand the importance of swift action. Experience the team of dedicated specialists who provide personalized care. If you're looking for more than just care, if you're looking for the leaders in their field, choose the Vascular Institute, your trusted care provider, and experience the VIC difference today. Five convenient locations to serve you. Find Vascular Institute online at vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
Are you into fitness? If so, we've got the event for you. The 2025 Chattanooga Fitness Expo, presented by Optimize You, is coming July 19th at the Chattanooga Convention Center. Bodybuilding and fitness at its best. The Chattanooga Fitness Expo is brought to you by Optimize You, Flawless Aesthetics, Chat Mortgage, DPC Center, Goss Insurance Agency, and Nutrition World. For more information, ChattanoogaFitnessExpo.com. A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at SilverdaleBC.com.
Listen up, Chattanooga. We've got a radio show that's just for you.
On the Move Radio on 98.1 The Lake each Saturday morning at 9 a.m. We're a radio show that's all about Chattanooga.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Quarter as we discuss government, events, entertainment, lifestyle, and so much more.
For past shows, check out onthemoveradio.com or find us on all major podcast platforms. Just search On the Move Radio Download.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Talking NASCAR for over 24 years. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7. Here's Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield.
Welcome back to the program's Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 105. Sean Whitfield, Casey Orr, each and every Monday, getting you up to date, up to speed, getting your knowledge correct about all things NASCAR, as we like to do. We tell you what you think you need to hear. That's right. We talk points, standings, all that good stuff. A little drama in the garage area. Just got done talking Chase Briscoe's big win at Poconos, first of the year. He's in the playoffs. And I just had to school Sean on the fact that it's Saturday night under the lights at the newly renamed Echo Park Speedway. We know it as Atlanta Motor Speedway, but it is now Echo Park Speedway, Saturday night under the lights. That kind of heat's probably going to be a little more tolerable. Hey, it's just going to be a dang party in dang old Atlanta this weekend.
Don't you remember? We used to have some good times down there.
Me and Big Daddy Kyle, we did. We put... I don't know if we put a hurting on the place or the place put a hurting on us. We had some fun.
You remember that old pop-up camper that...
The Dangler.
Yeah, that Kyle had. And it was always fun and interesting at the same time to see him and old cousin and old man River all cuddled up in that pop-up camper in the infield at Atlanta Motor Speedway. A lot of good times.
That was a lot of fun.
I was talking a little bit about Carson Hocevar before we went to break, or at least mentioned his name. Young driver. I think he's 22 years old. Big, tall guy. I think he's got a lot of talent, if I'm not mistaken. And I'll confirm this here in just a second. He is in his rookie season. Is this his first full rookie season? I know he ran some last year.
Oh, Hocevar?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's his first full year.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. So anyway, he's been at odds with Ricky Stenhouse Jr. He's got a little bit of a bad boy reputation on the racetrack at Atlanta this year.
Didn't have really nice things to say about Mexico City.
Yeah, and that's the other thing.
NASCAR can't be too happy about.
Yeah, they weren't. $50,000, they weren't happy. They fined Aspire Motorsports, Carson Hocevar, for $50,000 last week for derogatory comments he made about Mexico City. And he comes back and says how embarrassed he is. This was a post that he had made, apparently, on social media, and also said in a live stream. I'm not sure what the media source was of the live stream. But Spires has also ordered Hocevar to attend a cultural sensitivity and bias awareness training. The $50,000 is going to go to several nonprofits in Mexico City. So, young driver, he's got some things to learn. However, I hope this doesn't slow him down any, because we need some more
little dude.
We need some variety of personalities. We need a Carson Hocevar. We need a little bit rowdier Kyle Busch. We've lost a lot of that attitude and entertainment that we once had in the sport. And I think there's a place, and I think there's a good place for a variety of different characters. And it also helps to develop heroes in the sport when you have those different types of personalities. And we need that.
You know, it's funny, in the world now and in sports, you used to have rivalries, and you used to have like these, you know, players that really didn't like one another, and you would have, you know, dynasties, and you'd have the underdogs come in and try to take them down. I never like to be the old guy, you know, griping about how good things used to be.
You're in that age group though,
but,
now, buddy.
But at some point, once money really took over, and this is all professional sports, right? This is not just NASCAR, but it's everywhere. It's football, it's basketball, you name it. When everybody's just so wealthy that it doesn't matter that much anymore, and you have the same agent and you do vacations in the off season, you're not going to get in fist fights at the court, or you're not going to have someone to meet you behind the holler. We're all making really good money. It's kind of silly to mess that up. And as much as, you know, all that is good for the sport, mm-hmm. you know, Jimmy Johnson, I don't think ever said a thing wrong. And he was a sponsor's dream, and he did everything he was supposed to, and he won 80-something races, and he'll be in the NASCAR Hall of Fame. But yeah, there wasn't a lot of personality, which everyone says behind the scenes he was that guy. People loved him.
Yeah.
But we have kind of created sort of a milk toast, and this is everywhere. You know, you can have attitude, but not too much. Don't step out of line. Don't do anything stupid, because if you are, mm-hmm. oh boy, and especially with social media, you get piled on. Whereas if someone did something stupid 20 years ago, well, 2 weeks later, everybody forgot and moved on. Now it keeps getting brought up. It's a meme. It's people dogpiling and saying that it becomes a talking point on every sort of show or stream, whatever.
Yeah.
So you can understand drivers not wanting to have personality and wanting to just, hey, let me just get through this, cash my check and go to the next one. Right. But at the same time, it is good to have the personality. Have at it, boys. I mean, that what was that, 15 years ago when they were trying to interject a little bit of life into the sport?
10, 12,
so
15.
So we have at it, boys. But but then the boys have at it and we condemn them. Kyle Busch says some really funny, hilarious stuff. We tell him to shut up and quit whining.
Yeah.
I mean, that was Jeff Gordon. Everybody, oh, he's a crybaby. You know, this is back in the day. Like, no, he's, you know, he's mixing it up out there. So I'm with you. I guess the longer it goes, you need that personality. Now, you don't want the hotshot coming in and wrecking everybody doing dumb stuff. And then that is the line you don't want to cross. But at the same time, a little bit of dumb stuff is kind of what leads to this.
Yeah. You ever heard the old saying, you point a finger at somebody and you got three or four fingers
pointing four right back at you.
Yeah, coming right. And you're probably going to say, yes, you were exactly this way. So I'm going to go ahead and take credit or not take, well, I guess take credit, eat, you know, crow or whatever you want to call it. You can probably remember on this show 8 to 10 years ago, I would be critical of Kyle Busch.
Oh, man.
And I would just, I'd just wear him out, you know, what a crybaby, and, you know, somebody needs to get him in control, and his attitude and temper is out of control. And now it's in check, because had his career been going on back then like it's going now, oh, he would have blown a gasket. But he has been the very calm, mature, responsible, respectful loser on the racetrack and in interviews. And I miss the old Kyle Busch. I didn't think I would ever say that.
You got so mad at him because
I did.
You declared him the kinder, gentler Kyle Busch, and then he like drove a Lexus 130 miles an hour.
Yeah,
I'm tired of it. I can't defend him anymore.
But it's almost like, well, you know, you when you got something, you take it for granted, and then when it's gone away, you go, man, you know, I kind of like that. There was a place in the sport for him.
But, you know, Ross Chastain, Sean, I mean, he had a little too.
Oh, yeah.
And we liked him mixing it up, but it seems like enough people got on him that you don't hear that anymore.
I hope Carson Hocevar does not let this little setback of this $50,000 and getting in trouble and going to the NASCAR Hall and getting discipline change his personality much. I would like to see him and Ricky Stenhouse to go at it a little bit longer.
Ricky's got to be, I mean, listen, it's making Ricky relevant.
Yeah. I think Ricky's got a little man syndrome, but other than that, you know, there's a place in the sport for Ricky. So, man, that's what we need. We need those different personalities.
It is, you know, going back to the Earnhardt documentary, I watched a little bit more of it the other day. It's going to take me a year to get through that thing. But that we used to have that. I mean, listen, it seemed like on the track, and NASCAR, I think, is very good in the garage area of self-policing itself, but, Sean, there were rivalries. There was some attitude. There was some meet me behind the woodshed. I mean, remember, when was it Clint Bowyer, like, running to find Jeff Gordon and the cameras following him?
That was at Phoenix.
At Phoenix. I mean, like, that was like, whoa, that was crazy.
Yeah.
But that wasn't that long. I don't know. It's just, I don't know. Part of you loves to see it because it's passionate, but the other part, listen, if there's a brawl in NASCAR, guess what the highlights make in SportsCenter? The brawl. And everybody's going to be like, look at them rednecks fighting.
Yeah, and at the time when it's all going on, we're all worried and concerned. Oh, this is a bad look on the sport. What's people going to think now about NASCAR? This is not a good look. When in reality,
that's a little passion.
We got media outlets when those type things happen. We got media outlets covering this sport that any other time, they wouldn't even give it the time of day.
No, wouldn't bat an eye.
And it's not making the highlight reel on SportsCenter or some of the other top national sports networks. And
until the playoffs, you won't ever see a hockey match or, you know, game. But all of a sudden, people throw gloves and let's tune
What in. Is it about a good fight people just like
I
to
have
see?
I have no idea. It's the curiosity, I guess. It's weird.
Except a lot of times when you're in it, then it's sometimes not so good.
Marriage and one of those, no, like there's nothing.
For sure.
Yes, dear.
Yeah. All right, it's time for us to take a break. When we come back, we'll get you up to speed on the driver standings as well as whatever else we can get worked in today's show. Again, want to thank you so much as we broadcast live from the Optimize You studio right here on Chattanooga's Rock Station, Rock 103.7. More straight ahead. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us.
Chattanooga's home for NASCAR. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7.
Hi, I'm Sean Whitfield.
And I'm Blake Watson.
Join us every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. for Your Home Radio, presented by Blake Watson with Epic Realty on 98.1 The Lake.
Featuring a variety of topics all related to your home.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shadowford Road and I-75.
Chattanooga, when it comes to vascular care, there's one name that stands above the rest, the Vascular Institute, your regional leaders in vascular care. What sets us apart? First and foremost, your convenience matters. We're the only vascular practice to welcome self-referrals, putting you in control of your health journey. No need for a maze, just a direct path to the care you deserve. Worried about wait times? At the Vascular Institute, timely appointments are our promise. Your symptoms won't wait, and neither should you. Comprehensive care isn't just a tagline. It's our commitment. High-quality outpatient treatments that cover all areas of your vascular health. That's the Vascular Institute difference. 5 convenient locations to serve you. Find Vascular Institute online at vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
The 5th Annual Chattanooga Fitness Expo, presented by Optimize You, is coming soon. Set your calendar for Chattanooga's premier fitness event, July the 19th, at the Chattanooga Convention Center. Bodybuilding and fitness at its best. And a new division for 2025, the Slim Fit Showdown, presented by Goss Insurance Agency. To learn more, check out our website, ChattanoogaFitnessExpo.com. The Chattanooga Fitness Expo is brought to you by Optimize You, Flawless Aesthetics, Nutrition World, DPC Center, Goss Insurance Agency, Chat Mortgage, White Lightning Harley Davidson, Agape Medical Spa, Zircox, Scenic City Fitness, Summit Physical Therapy, Our House Studios, Texas Roadhouse, and Sweat Club, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Hey, it's Blake Watson with Epic Realty. Housing inventory is up in 2025, and as your local realtor in Chattanooga and Northwest Georgia, I can help you navigate today's market. Visit athomechattanooga.com. Blake Watson with Epic Realty, 888-893-3537.
Do you love some fresh Mexican food? Do you like to eat healthy? I've got the place for you. Check out Dos Bros Fresh Mexican Grill. They offer tacos, healthy bowls, burritos, nachos, salads, and quesadillas. They're located at 2396 Lifestyle Way, Chattanooga, right behind the Embassy Suites at Hamilton Place. If you're a student and need a job while in school, Dos Bros is now hiring and offering a sign-on bonus. See store for details.
Talking NASCAR for over 24 years. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7. Here's Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield.
Welcome back to the program, Racing Talk Radio, here on Rock 103.7. Sean Whitfield, Casey Orr. Each and every Monday at 6, getting you ready for NASCAR. Upcoming Echo Park Speedway, Sean, formerly Atlanta Motor Speedway, right down the road. NASCAR heads there.
I wonder
Saturday
what
night under the lights.
I wonder what the check was that Atlanta Motor Speedway got for that.
Oh, you know what? Call our old buddy Ed.
You know, I hadn't talked to Ed in a long time.
Just curious. What? How big a check they got to cut?
Ed retired. Ed's probably been retired 6 or 7 years.
Wonder what he's doing.
You know,
he's got to be living the life.
I need to reach out to him. I'm glad you've mentioned his name.
Just tell him we miss him.
Yeah, he definitely was a good one.
Ed Clark, president of Echo Park Speedway for years.
Yeah, he was there for about 25 years or so. All right, let's get into the driver standings of the NASCAR Cup Series after the race at Pocono. And we got William Byron still in the lead, 54 points ahead of second place Kyle Larson, third Denny Hamlin, fourth Christopher Bell, and fifth Chase Elliott. And continuing the driver's standings. Oh, let's see. Ryan Blaney, 6th. Tyler Reddick, 7th. Ross Chastain, 8th. Chase Briscoe, 9th. Now with a win and 10th spot. Joey Logano. After that, Chris Buescher, Bubba Wallace, Alex Bowman, Ryan Preece into the top 16. Austin Cindric, 15th. And Josh Berry rounding out the top 16. However, Sean, Shane Van Gisenberg has a win, and he is outside the top 16. So, if the playoffs were to begin today, Ryan Preece would lose his spot. That means Alex Bowman, the first man out.
Yeah, Alex Bowman is right there on the cutoff line.
Kyle Busch all the way down to 19th. Let's see here. Let's find our old buddy. Austin Dillon, 26th. Austin, come on, buddy.
It's time for Austin to retire. It's time to go into some sort of management position at RCR. Wouldn't you agree?
Who is ahead in the point standing, Sean? Justin Haley or Brad Keselowski?
Justin Haley.
You are correct. He is 29th. Brad Keselowski, 30th. One top five all year. Golly, that's a sad stat.
It is sad. Hey, a few weeks ago, I had shared some information regarding Joe Gibbs Racing and Hendrick Motorsports. You know, I have always enjoyed the business side of the sport of NASCAR. And so I was doing a little research in the value of the financial makeup of those race teams. And I thought, well, I'd like to know a little bit about Trackhouse Racing. I wasn't able to uncover very much. And what I'm about to share, some of you out there listening are going to say, well, I already pretty much knew that. But for any listeners that may not be too up to date on Trackhouse Racing or new to the sport, Trackhouse is part of an entertainment group, Trackhouse Entertainment Group. They are located in Nashville, Tennessee. The owner of Trackhouse Racing NASCAR team and MotoGP World Championship team is based in Concord, North Carolina. After a full-time driving career in sports car and NASCAR, Justin Marks, the founder of Trackhouse Racing in 2020, he decided to get into the business and fielded an entry with number 99 Daniel Suarez. He had acquired the NASCAR assets of Chip Ganassi Racing midway through the 2021 season. Trackhouse fielded a pair of Chevrolet cars in 2022, for which one of those was the number one Ross Chastain car, and then continuing to field the number 99 car. And so that's a little bit of the history of Trackhouse Racing. And final point I want to make, Trackhouse Racing acquired a third NASCAR charter and will run Van Gisbergen, which he's running full-time now in 2025 in the NASCAR Cup Series. Did a little research on 2311. There's really not much out there that I could uncover or discover. 2311 was founded by Michael Jordan, one of the most well-known athletes in the world, and along with Denny Hamlin. Do you have any idea, or do you recall the investment that Michael Jordan made in 2311 when he decided to create the empire that he now has in NASCAR? Do you remember what that figure was?
I do not remember what that was. Michael Jordan is worth it starts with a B. Like, that's how much money he's got. Billion. So he has the
he's capital. Worth a lot more than that.
Well, I'm saying it's not, he's not a millionaire, he's a billionaire.
Right.
So he's got the capital to do what he needs to do.
Michael Jordan, he is worth $2.86 billion. Excuse me. He began his NASCAR team and invested $150 million.
Oh, that's couch cushion money.
And you would think, okay, you start a NASCAR team with $150 million, man, you're going to win some races. But when you go up against billionaire Rick Hendricks and you go up against Joe Gibbs and Penske Racing, all of which, I don't know about Joe Gibbs, but certainly Penske and Hendrick, billionaire owners, got all the resources and the funding that's needed to be successful and has had nothing but success for many years in the sport. It just goes to show you that even when you come to the sport as wealthy as Michael Jordan is, the hill's going to be steep.
Yeah, I think NASCAR really is one of the toughest to break into. And so the fact that even Trackhouse or 23XI with their limited success so far, it's pretty remarkable, because it's starting a cup team is very daunting and very takes a lot of capital up front.
No question about it. Of course, 2311 is still in the lawsuit with NASCAR. That's continuing to go on. There's been some various news information. Bob Pockris with NASCAR on Fox has released recently. It gets pretty deep and a little bit over my head, so I have chosen not to get into that on the show for now, because it would just confuse everybody else out there listening.
Nothing people like good old legal talk.
Let's just say it's going to be a while, and I don't think the trial is even expected or forecasted to happen until sometime early December. So, unfortunately, this is going to be a dark cloud over the sport for a while. All right, Casey, headed to Atlanta for the Echo Park. Is it 400?
Yes. Get it? No, it's the... Oh, boy. So
it's at Quaker State 400.
It's at Echo Park, but it's Quaker State presented by Walmart 400 or something like that. One of those NASCAR names where they shoehorn in all the brands to get the most money they can.
And it's going to be at 7 p.m. Saturday night, so catch it on TNT.
Kyle Busch is going to win one under the lights. There you go. Throwback to Quaker State.
Boy, wouldn't that be something. All right, sir. Any final words before we go?
Have a great week.
All right, we want to thank all of you out there for joining us. We encourage you to join us again next Monday, 6 o'clock, right here on Chattanooga's Rock Station, Rock 103.7. We'll get you up to date with all the latest news on and off the racetrack in the world of NASCAR. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield, and thank you for listening.
This has been the fastest hour in radio, Racing Talk Radio, on Rock 103.7, your home for NASCAR. Join Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield each Monday at 6 p.m. on Rock 103.7. Check out our website, and for past shows, racingtalkradio.com. This has been a production of the Whitfield Media Group.